Welcome to your five for the day. As I start speaking to you today, can I ask those of you who are recycled teenagers like me to do me a big favour and to imagine you were a teenager. So whatever age you are, and I hope that's not too hard for the majority of you today. Now, here are some questions for us. When's the best time to learn how to swim? When we're young. When's the best time in life to learn a foreign language? When we're young. When's the best time to learn how to skateboard? When we're young. Have you ever been to a skate park and watched skateboarders? I've watched little skaters performing amazing tricks with such ease and agility. No stiffness and no fear. They're so comfortable with their board, it almost seems the board is part of their body. On the other hand, I've watched daring older people trying to get started, late skateboarders. Tense, cautious, awkward, and a bit clumsy. What about the preferred stage of life to develop a close relationship with God? The answer is the same. When we're young. The Bible says, remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. It is perhaps the most likely stage of life to ignore the Lord too. So many in youth think, I will worry about God later in life before I die. I'll get serious about my relationship with Him when I settle down. But not now. I'm only young. It's time for fun and a bit of reckless, wild living and some innocent, fast lane living. What case can be made for putting the Lord first early in life? Why not wait until we're older? The fact that the Bible tells us to remember our Creator owner when we're young is all the reason anyone needs. Obedience and submission to the Word of God does not need supporting reasons or additional factors as to why we should obey. A young mind is keen and sharp and less cluttered. Youth is usually the best stage in life to study the Bible, to memorize verses, and to pack the alert mind by unpacking the Scriptures. We need to start early with the Lord so we can live a full life for Him and not waste years. Deliberately remember Him and pursue Him while we are young, because if we don't, He'll be squeezed out of our daily life by other demands and distractions. With so much vitality, energy and optimism, young people are in the fast lane of life. Exams, friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, trips, part-time jobs, recreation, social media, career quandaries and choices, and the list goes on and on. Consider the Bible examples of young people who remember their Creator in the days of their youth. Samuel, Esther, David, Daniel, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and many others. Cultivate a close and very real relationship with God. Make it a priority to talk with Him each day and to listen to Him every day. The more time we spend with a person, the more we get to know them and the deeper the relationship becomes. Busy people block out time away from work to spend quality time with their children and romantic time with their spouse. Have we blocked out daily time to develop and deepen our relationship with Christ? I trust that whatever age we are today, we have empathized with many of these things. Remember, we'll never be younger than we are today. So if Christ has been on the shelf of our life, today, with God's help, let's make the changes we know we must make, and we'll be able to say the words of that grand old hymn, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart." Thank you for listening, and God bless you.